Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are live right now so you can be a part of the broadcast, so you can pose your question or seek direction for the tough issues of real life. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call now to our new call-in number, 844-32-BASIC, or the full number, 844-322-2742. If you can, get something to write with and take down the number because it is our permanent new call-in number, 844-32-BASIC or 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and the Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. It intersects with your life every day. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about emotional bondage. We're talking about things like depression, anxiety, all of the negative places that we find ourselves in emotionally as people, as human beings. Even believers can experience those emotions.
Sure.
And for many, you know, depression and anxiety is much more severe, and there are physical things that are involved in that, and so I'm certainly not downplaying that. But for the most part, for most of us, it's something that happens as a result of our thinking, our erroneous thinking. And the Bible talks a lot about thinking. It talks about renewing the mind. One of the great verses in the Bible is Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So that's a common theme in the New Testament, is to get your thinking right. And the deal is, once you get your thinking right, then your emotions are going to follow suit. And that's such an important reality to understand, is that our emotions predictably respond to what our minds are thinking. So emotions are secondary experiences. They flow from our thinking. So it's not so much an emotional problem that we're having, it's a thinking problem that we're having. That's why Paul would say in Colossians chapter 3, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So if you're a believer in Christ, you've been raised with Christ. And so we have the mind of Christ, and here the admonition, the encouragement, is for us to set our minds on things above. Let truth from Jesus Christ control what's going on inside of these minds of ours. And when we do, we're going to find our emotions changing. And that's when we can really experience victory. So if you're struggling with emotional issues, step back and say, what's going on in my head? What am I thinking about? And I think there you'll find the problem.
Yeah. At the church that I attend, I've joined their band, and I'm going through a process of getting to know everybody. Last night we had a class about worship and what does worship look like. And it was really cool that the person teaching the class, remember, these are musicians.
Right.
Musicians are very emotional people. It kept emphasizing, your identity is not what you do. Your identity is who Christ has called you, how he has named you. You're his child. He's your father. And when you keep focusing on that truth, that's where this transformation of thinking comes from.
Yeah.
And rather than the little disappointments that, oh, I made a mistake, or those kind of things that musicians go through, and everybody else probably too, it gives you some place to put your mind so that your emotions can follow along rather than just whatever the world has thrown at you.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. Of course, this is Basic Gospel, and if you would like to discuss this or if there's something else you'd like to talk about, call us on our new call-in number, that number 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC, or the full number 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. 2742. We await your calls right now. The lines are wide open. Want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Well, guys, several weeks ago, the city of Houston issued subpoenas demanding that a group of pastors turn over any sermons dealing with homosexuality, gender identity, or Anise Parker, the city's first openly lesbian mayor.
Accompanying the subpoenas was the threat of contempt of court charges against any pastor who failed to comply. So the question is, what role should the practice of religion or Judeo-Christian beliefs and teaching play in politics?
It's a great question. I mean, we can't separate church and state. I think that's an impossibility. This Christianity, you know, folks outside of Christianity want us to make it just a personal faith, just something that we hold in secret, but not we don't ever bring it out in public. Well, that's not Christianity. I mean, it's a whole life transformation. We go from death to life. We have a new identity. We have a new heart. We're thinking about things above, not things below. And so we bring that wherever we are. Yes. We're a witness, as the Bible says, to the grace of God. I mean, the fact that we've been made alive, that's a witness to the grace of God, to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that is going to influence how we think. It's going to influence how we act. It's going to influence how we interact with the culture at large. And I think God has called us to be light in this world of darkness. So, you know, you can't isolate yourself. You can't shrink back as a child of God. I think as believers, our primary role in this world today is to be ministers of the new covenant, which really means to be a minister of life. Mm-hmm. And to be a minister of reconciliation. That's what the world needs. And certainly we can see that in all of these political issues. You know, homosexuality is a very hot topic today.
Sure.
And whenever the conversation is raised, there is incredible tension within that conversation. Tempers can flare, and everybody kind of digs in and really defends their position, and it's hard to just talk about the issue as human beings. But we as believers, we need to bring something kind of outside of what is normally there in the discussion, and that's this ministry of life and this ministry of reconciliation. I think that's where God is leading us as believers, is to bring those things to bear in all of the different issues that we face as human beings.
Yeah.
And I think when we do, then we're going to see some really neat things take place.
Absolutely. Well, friends, if you have a question and can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live, why, drop us an email. You'll find the prominent link at basicgospel.net. We'll be glad to address your question as soon as possible by email.
A follow-up on the actual situation in Houston, I think she withdrew those subpoenas.
Yeah,
I think there was a lot of pressure applied. I think there was a national push to send Bibles and to send stuff to her. And
yeah.
I think she received over 800 Bibles. The number may be more than that. That was the last I saw. But I think with the pressure, she decided to bring back those subpoenas.
And a huge overstep.
Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely a huge overstep on her part. I mean, it violates, you know, the most basic freedom that we have in this country, freedom of religion.
Right.
And freedom of speech and freedom of press and all those very things.
Absolutely. Well, we have room for you if you'd like to give us a call and join the conversation at Basic Gospel. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to talk to our friend Brad. Hi, Brad.
Hey, how y'all doing? I want to pick up on what Richard was saying about musicians and a mind of worship. You know, what Richard said can apply to anything that you're going through in life. And you know how I emphasize the new creation, and I've looked upon the new creation for so long as more than just words. It's actually my being, my life in Jesus Christ. And it's kind of like, you know, a lot of people are always talking. I listen to a particular televangelist or radio evangelist this morning for quite some time, and he was talking about rest and rest for the children of God, and he actually equated it to physical rest. And that may come into play, but only led by your rest in Christ. And so many people look at their physical being as still this wonderful child of God, when we should be looking at that internal work that Jesus did in our lives when he did make us a new creation. And I couldn't agree with Richard more that when you focus upon who you really are, I mean, the New Testament is just packed with views of how God sees us. And quite frankly, the more you look at it, the more it becomes part of your true fabric. And so I can't encourage people enough to really grab hold of those things in the New Testament, which actually tell us how God views us. And if I hadn't come up on that quite some time ago, I would be a basket case, because there's too much stuff that's gone on in my life that was targeted just to make me crumble. And I thank God that you all bring the message that you do, and it just keeps me going. And I appreciate y'all.
Well, thank you, Brad. It's always nice to hear from you. And like I said, this month we're talking about emotions. We're talking about emotional baggage. We're talking about things like fear and anger and guilt and anxiety and restlessness and all of those things that we experience in life as human beings. I mean, that's just part of the human picture. I mean, uh-huh. Anywhere you go in the world, you're going to meet people who are fearful. You're going to meet people who are restless. We're going to meet people who are longing for peace, who are longing for joy, who are longing for something more than what they are experiencing right now. Yeah. And we can find some of those things out there in the world, but they're just temporary. They come and go. But what God has for us is a lasting peace. What God has for us is a lasting joy, something that transcends the human experience, the normal human experience. So it's important for us to really understand that. Well, how do we experience those things that God has for us? It's resting in truth. The truth about God as revealed to us in the person and work of Jesus Christ, and the truth of what he says about us. I mean, so many of us depend upon the opinions of others to determine our self-worth, to determine our self-image. I mean, think back on your high school days or your junior high days.
Do I have to?
We were so interested in what others thought about us. You know, I want to be a part of the it group, the in crowd. I want to be a popular kid. And so how do I get to be a part of that group? Well, what does that group think? What's that group interested in? So you start forming yourself according to that group. But what you find out is their opinion of you changes. Even if you conform yourself to them, they still might not like you. They still might not accept you.
Yeah, that's just change the rules.
That's right. That's just the way of the world. But one thing we know about God is his opinion is unchangeable.
Right.
What he says about us stands forever. It doesn't matter what happens in this world. It doesn't matter the circumstances that we go through. What he says about us never changes. I mean, we can have financial reversals. We can have loss of loved ones. We can have illness. We can have all sorts of adverse circumstances come our way, but none of those change what Jesus Christ has accomplished for us. He died. Our bad circumstance doesn't change the fact that he died to take away our sins. It doesn't change the fact that he was raised from the dead so that we could have eternal life. It doesn't change the fact that he made us alive together in Christ, declared us to be righteous, gave us a new identity. Those are unchangeable truths. Those are true of us forever. And if we will learn to take our stand in those truths, then we will rise above our circumstances and experience the joy and peace of the Lord, regardless of what's going on. That's the good news of the gospel.
Absolutely. Well, you've tuned in to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. My name is Bob Davis. Thanks for joining us. Open lines, time on the clock. That number again, it's the brand-new call-in number, 844-32-BASIC. 844-32-BASIC.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to College Park, Maryland, and talk with David, listening to us on WAVA. Hi, David.
Hi. I could, do a show on your show. I've been through so much. I was diagnosed clinically depressed, and, you know, I believe in Jesus. He's removed a lot of that. And I've known a lot of people who have come from wealthy families who have been gone through depression and anxiety. And I have a question. What's so wrong with that? I mean, weren't a lot of the prophets, Isaiah and Lamentations, life is a depressing thing. You know, I don't want to go into it, but, you know, you get up, you go to work, it's boring, you go to school, you have a family. There is joy, I know, in the Lord, but I mean, isn't life like struggling, fighting, hating, yelling? You know what I'm saying? Very very few of the old books used to go through this, if you know what I'm saying. Dostoevsky and writers.
Yeah, David,
like that.
I think you're exactly right. I mean, this world is a tough place to live
right in.
We're all going to be hit with trials and tribulations. We're all going to have moments where we're down, and those moments may last a long time. But I think what the message here is, David, is that we have somebody that we can cling to in the midst of those times. That we don't have to go through those things alone. That Jesus Christ is right there with us, and just that truth alone, knowing that he is right there with us, can give us a sense of joy in the midst of the pain that we may be experiencing, and can give us a measure of peace. I think where so many people kind of tend to go when things get rough is that God has abandoned them, that God is punishing them, that God is distancing himself. Well, that's not true. God is right there when we hurt, and he makes his presence known if we'll just open up our eyes and ears and see and hear what he's doing in that. Doesn't mean the depression is going to go away overnight. That's all a process. But I think you're right, David. You look at Moses, he had some rough patches.
And David had just a few of them.
Yeah, David and Paul and yeah, all of those guys. But they never Isaiah. Lost heart, because they knew that God was in their midst.
Yes.
Right. And, yeah, it's funny because I'm really glad. I was just reading the third chapter of Colossians today, and what you're saying really spoke to me. So I really thank you for what you're doing on the radio, and keep it up.
Well, thank you, David. We certainly appreciate that. And thanks for sharing your story. And I think people listening to folks like you, David, get a measure of hope. If they're going through some dark times, I think just what you've said can be an injection of hope into their situation. So thanks for jumping on with us, okay?
Yeah, sure. I think that God can use the poor in spirit times as well as the uplifting.
You're absolutely right, David.
One of the great lies most of us have fallen for many times in our lives is that if you're depressed, somehow you're abnormal.
Yeah.
It's not abnormal.
No.
All of us go through.
Well, and that's one of the things that you see in the Bible. So in Philippians chapter 4, it says, be anxious for nothing. Well, why does God tell us to be anxious for nothing? Well, he knows we're human, and that we tend toward anxiety. Our minds get out there in the future, and usually when our minds go to the future, it's always a negative picture we're painting. Well, in that negative picture, as we dwell on it, as we think about it and meditate about it, our feelings start to respond right here and now, and we feel anxious. And if we let that go on for a long time, then anxiety sets in as a way of life for us. Well, what's going to set us free from that? Well, getting our minds back on the present and asking the question, what's true today? my future may not be bright as far as my thinking is concerned. But with God, I can trust him. He's already in my future. He's promised to work all things together for good. So I'm just going to concentrate on what's happening today. You know, today has enough problems of its own. I don't need to compound those with the problems that may or may not happen tomorrow. Well, David, thanks again for your call. We certainly appreciate it. Let's go to New York and talk with Lind. Hi, Lind.
Hey, Bob and Bob and Richard.
Hi there.
Hi.
God bless you guys. I just want to, while it's on my mind and before I forget, I first want to thank you guys so much for your radio archives, because I can't begin to thank you guys enough for God putting you guys together. And I'm so thankful for you. I can't begin to thank you enough. And I just want to thank you very much, Bob and Richard, for whoever's responsible for putting the subject together that you put together, because God is so on time. We're about emotional bondage, and all I want you to do is, can you pray for me? Because I'm going through severe depression and anxiety right now, and so I just called in for prayer.
Well, Lynn, we'll be glad to pray with you, and you know, after we do, I want to put you on hold, and we'll send you some resources that I think can be timely as well in your walk with Christ. And I want you to realize that you're anxious, you're feeling down. Jesus Christ is right there with you. You're not alone. He is in your presence, and that's one of the great truths, and I want you to embrace that and recognize that he's right there with you. And the fact that he's right there with you means he's for you, not against you. That's good news, isn't it? So,
amen. He's been speaking that to me all week. I just need some extra support and prayer, and sorry about my emotions right now.
That's
not a problem.
That's A-okay. I mean, that's just truth, isn't it? That's just reality. And thank you for being transparent, especially, you know, on the air like this. So, Lynn, let me just pray.
I'm not proud of that. But Richard, I want to say there's something really special about you, and there's something so special about all three of you and the whole ministry, and I'm so glad about your move. And if you could just pray right now, and I love you guys. I really do. God really put a special group together here. Thank you so much. If you could just pray.
Well, I sure will. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for our brother Lind. We hear the hurt in his voice. We recognize the pain. We've been there. And thank you that you're always faithful, that you cause all things to work together for good. I just pray that you will guard Lind's heart and mind, as you promised in Philippians, that you will give him an extra measure of peace as he recognizes your presence in his life. Thank you that this radio ministry could be there for him at his time of need. Thank you for orchestrating that in only the way that you can do. And we're so grateful. But again, we lift Lynn up to you, and we just trust that you will touch his life in a special way right now, right today. And we pray these things in Christ's matchless name. Amen. Well, Lynn, let me put you on hold, and we'll send you some information, okay, my friend? And thank you so much for calling today.
And for the encouragement.
Thank you, my brothers. Thank you, Richard and Bob.
Thank you. Well, we are out of time for this edition, everybody. Remember that Basic Gospel needs your help to continue to keep the good news coming and to minister in people's lives across this country and literally around the world. If you can join us with a generous gift, we encourage you to go to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Or call and speak with our operator at 844-41-BASIC. That's 844-41-BASIC. Well, Again, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry team, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again Monday for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We trust you'll have a great weekend in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bye-bye.